warning. What you're about to experience may get offensive, sexual and orgasmic. Relax, you'll like it when Sapphire's through with you. Pour the wine and press play for Sapphire Zero Play.
Out there in Radio Land, this is your girl, the one and only Ms. Radio Sapphire. Sapphire, if you're extra fucking nasty, happy hump day, y'all. I know last week we missed each other. And if you're watching right now on Periscope or on Facebook, I mean on Instagram Live, welcome, welcome. I got my bestie in the background cooking up a storm. Let me just say, y'all, I'm about to, like, in the second half, I'll tell you how the food was because it smells bomb. I think she made like some carne asada tacos. It's so good. And hey, Jack. But yes, tonight, everybody, it's going to be a great, great show. A great ass show. And let me tell you why. Tonight is all about hangover sex. Now, as you may know or may not know, I don't really drink as much as I usually do anymore. Hey, Cuzzo. Everybody, my cousin from on Instagram Live, she is also a host on SiriusXM. She is on the Gospel Channel. Check her out, Miss Mita Washington, Monday through Friday. Actually, technically, you're like on every day, Cuzzo, just at different times, but definitely check her out. And what up, Dirty Dave? But anyways, back to the topic tonight. We are talking about hangover sex, okay? I don't really drink anymore, but, you know, I had a very interesting weekend that led into hangover sex. So let's just get into it. My neighbor. So I have a neighbor. I'm gonna call him Ginger. Ginger Beer, it was established. Ginger Beer is what I'm gonna call him. And so, oh, how rude.
Sorry.
How rude. And I'm up in Bestie's house. I'm not even in my house. But anyways, everybody. So I'm hanging out with my ginger neighbor lately. And let me just say, he's Italian. He's a little bit older than me. He's got a nice looking beard, very chiseled face. This man is fine. This man is like sexual chocolate with a southern gentleman, kind of like from the 40s kind of attitude, which I think is amazing. So anyways, this guy has now cooked for me. He has given me weed. And we have really good conversation. And what have I always told you guys? Good conversation always gets you the pussy. It always does. Good conversation and listening always gets you laid. I'm telling y'all, it really seriously does. So we hung out on Sunday after the Super Bowl. Had a great time. And I'm not really a football fan to say. And that game was amazing. So anyways, going back to it. I go back home and I text him and I'm like, you know, what is the gent doing right now? And he's like, currently aiding a hangover. But wouldn't mind if we cuddled up, watch a couple documentaries, you know, whatnot. And I said, okay, cool, we'll do it. So I go over to his house and his lair is similar to mine. It's a nice loft. So, you know, he offers me some stew that he made and I'm like, no, I'm good. And this man just looked like alcohol clearly defeated his ass. So he's on my couch. I'm on his couch. We're sitting down. And instantly, you know, it's like we're a couple. We're laying on the couch together. He's caressing me. We're cuddling up. You know, I don't want to make out with him too much because the man is hungover. I don't know how you guys are. Some people say they're horny when they're hungover. Some people feel like death. Me, I'm kind of in between. Like if I smoke a lot, then yeah, I'm going to be horny and like ready for sex. But he was just like in the defeated stage. Like he just looked like he was about to roll over and flop and die. But going back, we're on the couch. We're making out at one point. Things get a little hot and heavy. And he keeps telling me he doesn't want to have sex because he doesn't want to come because it's going to hurt his hangover and make it worse. And I'm like, okay, okay, okay. How about I just service you? And he's like, what do you mean? And so I decide to give him the good old, you know, the good old fashioned BJ, you know, couch BJ. Lazy sex position number one. I mean, he was already fully erect. I mean, the one thing about hangovers for guys, at least, that I found out in my research is that a lot of guys will have unnecessary boners, and they can't, uncontrollable boners when it comes to the hangover. And that's because, you know, the alcohol is still kind of leaving the system. So it's kind of, you know, still interacting with all those, you know, interactions in your brain that are saying like, yo, we're horny. Let's fucking wake up, you know, get this blood pumping to the right places. Come on, I'm ready to fuck. So anyways, I decide to take him inside my mouth. And I'm just like sucking him. And I mean, I'm giving him some sloppy, sloppy head. And I don't really give head, you guys. Remember, I'm not really into the whole blowjob scene. I really am not into it. I'm more into the pussy and into making out. But I was like fiending. And I'm feeling him growing. And then at one point, I decide, you know, to really just go full force. And I'm like massaging it. And I'm twisting it, and his reactions are just like so manly, and he's just like, oh my God. And I'm like, what? He's like, no, keep doing that twisty thing. I'm liking it. And just getting sloppier and sloppier. And then later on, I realized, holy shit, I'm getting locked jaw at one point. And so then he stops me and he's like, oh no, I can't handle it anymore. And I'm like, why? He's like, no, I can't come. It's gonna ruin the hangover. I'm like, isn't the whole point to release during sex? He's like, no, I can't do it. I'm gonna ruin the hangover. I'm like, okay. So then we go back to the couch, you know, in our couch position, all cuddling. We smoke a couple bowls. He offers me some beers. We turn one beer into two beers, three beers, four beers. I think at this point we've both had six beers evenly, because I think we finished a whole box of Sapporo. And we're watching this UFO documentary, which it is the ultimate Netflix and chill, especially if you're with a chill person that you're fucking, that you can have a good time with. It's called, I believe it was called like The Crazy Tale of the Man Who Calls UFOs. I'll have to definitely check out the name one more time, but we go back to this crazy ass UFO documentary. And then we start talking about conspiracies. And the next thing I know, I was like, you know what? I'm caressing you. I see your dick is once again getting fully erected. We need to take care of this. So we decide to have sex. I felt so bad because he wanted to stay, you know, he wanted me to get on top. I'm about to get my period, so my boobs were like really fucking hurting. Just like they were just swollen and hurting, and just, it was just a lot. I mean, the poor man is hung over his shit. I want to have sex. He doesn't really want to have sex, but his dick is telling him he wants to have sex. It's just a whole lot of mess up. So it turns into lazy sex. I get on top. I tell him I can't put any more work into it anymore, but I come anyways because he puts me down and he starts fucking me until I come. And I ask him if he came. He's like, no, I told you I'm not going to come. And that was my story with the hangoverness. I mean, it was just interesting to deal with a penis. I've dealt with whiskey dick, but dealing with a penis that uncontrollably is just popping boners because he's so hungover. Like, I can't imagine what it feels like for you guys, you know, being hungover as shit. You got a chick on your couch that you're trying to please, and your body is just like, man, I can't finish this. I cannot finish this. So I'm going to open up the floor. I want people to let me know. You know, have you ever been so hungover where you're just like, you're horny as fuck, but you can't complete it? Or maybe you've just been so, you know, hungover that you just can't be pleased at all. Like, again, it depends upon what I'm drinking, what I'm smoking. I actually went to my first weed festival on Saturday, and I felt hungover from just smoking all that weed. I took my first dab hit, which was fucking amazing. Holy shit, but needs to come with a warning label. And I smoked this weed cigar. Legit, it was rolled up with the weed plant, and then it had hash, then it had keef, then it had wax, then it was, you know, had tree, everything in it into one. Everything out of that cigar was marijuana infused. Everything pure. That shit got me fucked up. By the time I came home from my girl's house, oh my God, I went straight to bed. I knocked the fuck out. Like, I wanted to fuck, but my body was like, no, you're too high. And waking up on Sunday, for Super Bowl, oh my God, my body really felt defeated. So I feel him. Like, I was kind of hungover, but I wasn't like alcohol hungover where I couldn't have the sex. Oh gosh. So again, let's talk about why people are horny when they're hungover. So again, I said that with the guys, you may experience uncontrollable boners. Now, according to Denise Knowles, who is a sex relationship counselor, she says you can often feel vulnerable when you're hungover, and that's why we crave attention. So, you know, there's always going to be that one person or maybe both people that are like, babe, just cuddle me. Oh, I feel a little defeated. Oh, please cuddle me. Like, you're going to feel the need to be touched. So even if you don't want to fuck your partner, you know, cuddle with them naked, ladies. Give him a whole boob massage on the back, you know? Suck his dick a little bit. If you don't want to suck his dick, then you know what? Just make out. Just make out. Contact is the key. Another thing, you're still drunk off of the chemicals. Okay, so the ladies, our testosterone level is a lot higher. And again, alcohol doesn't just exactly leave the morning after. That's why you are hungover, because the chemicals of the alcohol is still stuck in your system, fucking up your brain. That's why sometimes you still feel drunk when you wake up the next morning, and you still feel drunk the next day for some people. And then again, you're wondering why your boners or your pussies are staying wet and going up off the charts, because it's like, Jesus Christ, I don't know what to fucking do. It's crazy. So best thing that you need to do is soak it up. Go to the gym, sauna it. Maybe you don't want to work out, but you could just sweat in the sauna. Or if you're too cheap for, you know, the gym, just turn on the shower, nice and hot, and just get those vapors going. Open up the pores and all that. You'll feel good. Also, people, when they're hungover, they want to get rid of the pain. So they, you know, like they say, sex can get rid of a headache. They do say, it's not scientifically proven, but they do say that, you know, having sex when you're hungover does help it for some people. If you got the stomach pains and the boo-boos, you know, the beer shits, come on now. Everybody's had the beer shits. Even if you don't drink beer, you know exactly what I mean. Like alcohol the next morning, you're shitting up a storm, like your asshole is on fire. Like, do you really want to deal with someone fucking you and your booty is just like on fire? I don't want to deal with that either. So you just want to get rid of the pain. So you just want to have a nice, you know, little quickie. But again, I only advise to do the sex part only if only you're not having the bubbly stomach, you're not feeling nauseated, and your shits are controlled. Wait a couple hours after the shits too. Remember what I told you about the homegirl, you know, who's going to have the threesome with her man, and like the random stripper, but she remembered her man took a shit, and so she thought his balls were probably going to still stink. There you go. Come on now. So again, alleviate the pain from stress and sex. Make sure that you get rid of that. Okay? What, bestie? You a little scared over here?
I just fucked up at work.
Oh, bestie fucked up at work. Oh, no. Now, for all the people that are like, well, I want to know what kind of sex positions can I get into or go into? Let me tell you. The best thing for me when I'm hungover, just give me some oral. Eat my pussy to an oblivion. Don't ask me to pound you. Don't ask to pound my pussy. Just fucking eat my pussy. I'm serious. Eat my pussy.
Just serious.
I'm so serious. So serious. Make my Cody cat squirt till it hurts. I will tell you, I am the best hungover chick, because I do naturally now. Just all I want to do when I'm hungover is just have sex. I want to have sex. I want to make out. Even if I don't want to make out, I just want contact. So again, making out, having a massage.
Touch my body.
Touch my body. Massage my booty. Rub my clit.
Pop neck.
Suck a little.
Her back. Lick up and her.
Bestie is just a little off. She's a little off. Where's my dinner?
On the counter.
It's going to come after the break, you guys. So here's another thing, and then we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back with more sex positions. But another one for all you lazy fucks who are able to spoon. I can't really have spoon sex, and I'll tell you why. I got some big ass thighs, okay? So with certain penises, I feel like I smother with my cheeks. Like, I feel like they can't get to my pussy very right.
Would they know and the tight. Difference?
Yes. Oh, I hope to God they would know the difference. I don't want anybody... I've heard of people getting thigh gaps. I don't want to be thigh fucked when I'm hungover. So if you want to do some spooning sex, you know, just lay in the same direction as your partner, you know, and kind of guide them. You got to be a little limber, okay? I understand. It's lazy sex. If you're going to be that lazy, I saw this other position where it's kind of like the spooning, but you're laying like on your partner on your side, and then your other partner is laying basically... putting their legs over your legs and their vagina, if it's the female partner, the vagina is just entering on the side of the penis. So she, her legs are kind of like up on your knees as you're laying down in a side position. Oh, I think I'm describing it right. Trying to describe it the best I can for people on the podcast, you know, versus the people who can actually see me on the Instagram and Periscope. Another one is sitting sex. I love sitting sex with the right partner, especially if they have good legs and good arm control. Either you can straddle your partner or have your partner, or as the females, you can have him straddle you, if you know what I mean. So you can be laying down, the ladies, and then the guys can be entering her in the front or the back way. It depends. And if you really want to get, you know, frisky with it, I would say, gentlemen, when you're doing the sitting sex, why don't you get a vibrator, the magic wand, for instance, one of my personal favorites. Get the magic wand while you're doing the sitting sex and kind of do a power control. Now, I'm going to tell you this. The vibrations might actually help your lady with her hangover as well. And I'll tell you why. Especially if she is a G-spot, clit stimulator kind of girl, and you're hitting her spots, think about it. You're reaching that moment of ecstasy. The orgasm is building up. You're building up those oxytocins going up. You got the libido going up, and all of a sudden it's just like kind of releasing everything. And I mean legit everything. She might squirt on you. She might just release all sorts of multiple orgasms, but it's going to clear everything. Orgasms do clear the mind a little bit. Groggy brain, trust me. All right, we're going to take a quick break. I will be coming back with some more spooning positions for the hangover sex play. I want to let you know about themisfitsnetwork.com. That's themisfitsnetwork.com. You can subscribe to all of our channels under one hub. If you just go to themisfitsnetwork.com, check it out. Sapphire Zero Play is on there. We got Hormones Podcast, Awkward Moments, and one of my personal favorites, Poop Culture. So check out themisfitsnetwork.com. Make sure to also subscribe to them through iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and Clamor. All right, back to Sapphire Zero Play. My sexy motherfuckers, I am back. We are back. Welcome back to part two of Sapphire's Earplay. We are talking about hangover sex, and I was getting into some sexual positions on being hungover and still having like some joyous fun times. And in the meantime, Bestie made some bomb ass. What the hell? She about to cry in the background. It's so good, you guys. You guys have to check out my Snapchat. In my Insta snap, and you got to follow my bestie on the Instagram at Brizzy B. Or if you really just don't want to know where, if you really can't spell, just look at every picture. She's like pretty much in every other picture.
Basically.
Real talk. In every other picture. But yeah, shout out to my bestie on Instagram, Brizzy B. Her Snapchat is too long. I can't do all that right now. Just go to my Snapchat at Ms. Radio Sapphire to see it. I got to take one last bite though. This shit. The shit is so fresh, and you know I don't do spicy, and not spicy at all. Oh my god, I love carne asada tacos.
It has flavor, it's just not spicy.
Oh yeah, it got plenty of flavor, plenty of vegetables, all this good shit. But let's talk about some other things that I like in my mouth. Like some good old-fashioned sex. One thing I can't stand about drunk sex is smelling like the bar and you're getting into it, okay? Like, it's nasty as hell. It's nasty as hell to me. You know, you smell like the alcohol or you smell like the bar and sweat that you're in and you're just not feeling it, you know? It's not cool. Guess so. But I will tell you this. When you're side by side with your partner and you're, you know, hungover, maybe side to side sex isn't the best, only because you're going to smell like the bar. You're going to smell like vomit. You might smell like sweat, depending upon. Some of y'all have some nasty ass issues sidebar. When you're drunk.
If you smell like vomit, and if you did vomit on yourself, and you did not shower and or brush your teeth, or do some kind of cleansing before you decided to try to touch me, I will tell you right
some
now.
Some motherfuckers do that.
You will not get close to me.
Some motherfuckers
unless
do
I'm
that.
Unless I'm blacked out drunk like you are not getting close to me.
Some motherfuckers do that.
don't tell them that. You should tell them to wash themselves.
Well, I'll tell you a story, okay? So once upon a time, I woke up drunk. And this was, I believe it was after Mardi Gras. It was like Mardi Gras 2013. I know I was in college. 2010. Mardi Gras 2010 at school. And I woke up hungover as a skunk. And the guy next to me legit smelled like a porta potty toilet. I didn't know. And I woke up like not in my own house. I woke up in his bed. And so it was just a lot of weird shit. But we had hungover sex anyways. So all it smelled like in the air while having this sex was the bar, the weed, and shit. That's all I kept smelling. And we were side by side having sex. And that's why I say side by side sex is not the greatest hungover unless if y'all showered. And then said, let's get back to it, hungover sex, let's wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, you know, do it out. But not like the first thing as you roll over and you're like horny, you just want to slip your dick in, so you do the side-by-side sex. Like, no, I don't want to fucking smell you. I propose the perfect idea, though. Mutual masturbating. A lot of people knock down that shit, call it like freaky, like I don't want to see how the other person masturbates when I'm not with them. I think it's kind of fucking hot, to be honest. I mean, think about it. You're getting that morning wood out. She's trying to get that morning, you know, banging her Skittle, you know, doing it in a sexual manner. And, you know, you guys can just like be laying next to each other and pleasuring each other. And you don't have to touch each other. Then you don't have to worry about like, oh, what if I like vomit on her? You're not going to vomit on her because you're not inside of her. You know? So at the same time, consider mutual masturbation, people. Masturbate in front of your partners. Even if it's your one night stand and you're never going to see him again, give it to him one more time. Like, masturbate. Just say, yo, I got an idea. I can't really go on for round 3-4. Why don't I just jerk off in front of you? I want to see like how you play with your pussy. Please don't just like tell a girl to play with her pussy. Like, please be sexy with it. Be cute with it. Feel her out first if she even wants her vagina to be called a pussy. Some women don't like their pussies to be called pussy. I call it pussy because I like the word pussy. I call my pussy my vagina. I call it my fine china. So I'll be like, do you want me to play with my dishes for you? Like, I say that sometimes. Let's break some dishes, something. Leave me alone, bestie. I ain't talking to you right now. I'm talking to the masses right now. And of course, like I said, one of my favorite things when I'm hungover, good old fashioned food, yes. Food for sure. But I want some oral sex. Please eat my pussy. I'll even let you eat my booty. Like, just eat the pussy and the booty right. I will be the best hungover bitch. I did not hit it. I have not hit. You've taken two hits. You done fucked up the rotation. Caught you twice.
Wait, you guys. How did I
do not like to suck dick.
You guys, how did I mess up the rotation if I gave it to her? She messed it up by not doing the rotation. So no. I didn't fuck up nothing. You over here tripping. I took it so you wouldn't knock it off. I was tripping.
Do you know what? Mm-hmm. My least favorite thing to do, though.
I need my own little crew on here. I need my own little backup. Like, yeah.
No, you don't need no backup.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need
yes,
no
I
backup.
Do. Who wants to be on the B crew?
Bestie don't need no B squad. She don't need no B squad with her. No squad of Bs twittering around me. So going back to it, oral sex. I don't like eating pussy when I'm hungover only because you get a headache. You get a headache. I'd like to go and be passionate with it. And sometimes if it's the wrong vagina, I remember I legit was so hungover and I almost spewed in this girl's vagina for two reasons. Mm-hmm. It wasn't shaved. And then I was really hungover. And so the way I was positioned on my belly, I was like, I'm gonna throw up in her vagina right now for all the wrong reasons. So it was just bad. I mean, she had like buckwheat in a headlock. Like that shit was just nasty. So again, do I like sucking dick? Maybe I like sucking dick with the right penis that I like when he's hungover.
It's all about the right penis.
But it's all about my vagina being serviced. Cause if you're hungover, you're still eating me out. That's it. That's it, because 50-50 chance I may or may not suck your dick, guys. And 50-50 chance, girls, I may not. As long as you let me suck your, can I touch your, like, I want a girl to let me just, like, play with her titties when she's hungover. If I don't want to eat your pussy, just let me, you know. Let me
so what she's saying is free titty massages.
Free titty massages.
Free titty massages. She's advertising correctly and it don't matter.
Yeah, free titty massage.
Who doesn't want a free titty massage?
Yeah, and who doesn't want free cuddles?
Free cuddles.
Like booby cuddles. Guys, I gotta tell you, the best thing about being a chick and like laying naked with women is the booby cuddles. Like booby cuddles are
boobies.
Booty and boobies.
Oh.
Booty and booby cuddles. They're the best. They're so the best. Lay on an ass when you're hungover. You won't feel hungover anymore. Like a nice, good ass, too. Like, you gotta plop that booty right. Oh, no, my periscope just died. My battery just died. It wasn't, yeah, it's just not charged enough. I love it. It's just not right. It's not right.
Sorry, periscope.
Now, if you want to skip all forms of sex, good old-fashioned makeout, you can't do right. Like, you can't go wrong with it. Can't go wrong with it. Good out makeout session, good kissing, even just like not even just the tongue makeout swirl and all that, but maybe just even the light pecking, soft neck kisses that lead into chest kisses that might lead into leg kisses, and then back up again around the stomach area, around the nipples, around the neck, to the forehead, then back to the lips again. You know, kind of get it into a rotation. The whole point is to kind of de-stress from the hangover. That alcohol still in that system. Start smoking some weed. That's all you got to do. That's all you got to do. Now, I think it's time for everybody's favorite segment.
Ooh.
I think it's time for everybody's favorite ass segment. It's time for the Day Sex and Confused News. All right, if you've never heard the Day Sex and Confused News, well, you're in for a good one tonight. I got a couple of headlines, and they're all pretty much, it just shows where we're at. So the first one is, millennials are totally cool with having sex before a first date, but are turned off by cracked iPhone screens. So in a survey that was recently taken, according to Singles in America, millennials are 48% more than likely to slip between the sheets before a first date to see if there's spark, and nearly 30% use sex as a litmus test for love. Okay, that makes sense. But here's where I'm confused. We are now judging people on their fucking phones because why? We're looking on our phones constantly. So if you got a cracked iPhone, but you're bomb as fuck, people are like, nah, I'm not with it. That's really what it is.
Why can't you get your phone fixed?
Why can't you just get the, like, I explain to people, yeah, my phone screen is cracked, but it's actually the covering. My phone is, like, in really good condition, actually. It's just a piece of shit, to be honest. That's it. Now, Dr. Helen Fisher, a biological anthropologist, said, she said that the younger generation's cut to the chase attitude when it comes to dating is what's driving this sex statistic. So she said that also they're just not getting into bed just to have sex. They're doing it to see who the person is, if they want to put their time and energy to them. And you know what? I actually have to agree with Fisher. I think nowadays it shouldn't be frowned upon if you want to have sex on the first date or even before the first date. Because to be honest, for me, I like just actually meeting the person, having sex, and then seeing if it feel them out. Like, yeah, when they come over to the lair, the selective few who I think are, you know, sure candidates for the lair, I like to say, like, okay, we do the couch test. If you can hold a decent conversation with me and it's, you know, not just sexual, but we're actually having a good intellectual conversation, I think that's why I'm so attracted to my neighbor the way I am, is because we can actually have an intellectual conversation. We can have a conversation to where, you know, it's not always sexual. We can bring it to a sexual innuendo, but we can get to know each other on a deeper level other than, oh, what's your dick, like, what's your perfect, you know, pussy size or pussy texture? What do you like in bed? When we were watching the UFO documentary and making out on the couch, we were having a good time and listening, and then we would have commentary with it, and then we made a drinking game out of it. So again, yeah, you want to, I would say, go for it. And you know what? Dr. Fisher just inspired a new topic for next week, just in time for Valentine's Day week, because, you know, I'm all about fuck yo Valentine's Day. And of course, it's going to be on Wednesday after Valentine's Day, because I don't give a fuck about that day. But we're going to talk. I already got the topic, so don't worry. I got y'all. But again, she also says that millennials are busy. She said that they're very active, very ambitious. I want to disagree with her, because not every millennial is active and not every millennial is ambitious. I hate to say it. Part of the millennial generation, we're not all motivated. Okay. It takes a select few. And that's why our country is so screwed up now, because the millennials are falling back. They're not paying attention. So, like she said, when, you know, what they're going to do is hop into bed right away, because you learn about a lot about people in between the sheets. That's what she's saying. And I agree with her once again on this point. Sex, you can learn a lot about a person. You really can learn about a person just in the sexual nature. I had this conversation with my dom today during coffee, and I told him, I was like, whether people want to notice this, but every conversation you can ever have always has a sexual innuendo to it. Even if you're talking to your boss or any superior authoritative figure, every conversation is going to lead to some type of flirting, because you want to get ahead. So you might not want to get ahead sexually, but the thing is, you're still trying to impress them. What are you trying to do when you're having sex? You're trying to impress that person to at least keep their interest. Yeah, you might not be thinking about it long term, but you still want to keep their them interested, because why else would they want to come back? If I go for my repeat offenders, it's because I'm genuinely interested in what they can bring to me sexually and what they can bring to me intellectually. If I can have a good conversation after you just gave me a fantastic orgasm 2, 3, 4, 5 times, how many fucking times we fucked that night? Yeah, I'm gonna know a whole lot about you. I'm gonna know if you're a silent person. I'm gonna know if you are a person who can hold a conversation. I'm gonna know if you're the type of person who genuinely is a liar or not. Call me crazy, but I can tell when a person isn't being truthfully honest in bed. I feel sometimes I see more truth in people that I fuck. And I'm not saying that I trust them, but I just see their truths come out more in the sack than when I'm talking to them on the couch or just having a good time with them. Because again, the more time you spend with the person, the more you're gonna know about them. But I feel like in the bedroom, all inhibitions go away. So again, Dr. Fisher, you're right on the money with that. Right on the fucking money. I gotta say, you guys have to check out the rest of this survey, because again, it's interesting how millennials, again, it comes all the way down to technology, forms of communication that we're not good at whatsoever. Now here's another one for the day, Sex and Confused News. Harambe, the gorilla that got shot back last May,
the 2016. Real, the real one or the cheat out one?
So there was a listing on eBay this week, and it was described as being, and I quote, one-of-a-kind Cheeto as quote-unquote rare and quote-unquote condition is new. The seller says that the Cheeto was discovered just by chance. And I'm just, you know what, something tells me that this guy, even though this is in America, I just want to speak it, I just want to talk in a British accent just because of it. I don't fucking care. I'm just gonna do it. I opened up a bag of Flamin' Hot Cheetos, and as soon as I looked inside, I came across this unique Cheeto that looked like Harambe the gorilla.
Wait.
This item for the bid is not only, it's for this unique Cheetos, bag not included. This makes a great collectible for anyone who appreciates rare items. More than 100 bids later, the mysterious Cheeto was sold for $99,000. Whether the bids were real is anyone's guess. I hope to God it's fucking real. I need to make sure. And if you are the person who bought the Harambe Cheeto, can you please contact me, sapphiresearplay@gmail.com. I really want to know, what the fuck are you going to do with the Harambe Cheeto? And please, I'm serious. Please go on Google and look at this shit. To be honest, I thought it looked like Michael Jackson moonwalking.
What?
It looked like Michael Jackson in his on his feet. I'm serious. I'm pulling it up. My bestie's with me if you're just now listening.
Now, and she also meant to say her English accent was a little bit Australian.
Yeah,
little,
I caught that part.
She's a immigrant.
We ain't going on that subject. Harambe Cheeto, I'm telling you, it looks like a fucking Michael Jackson.
No, it looks like a
doing monkey. A hee-haw dance.
No, it looks like a monkey.
Of course, the internet went out on me.
It looks like a monkey.
But anyways, I got the last story for Day Sex and Confused News. A woman stabbed her man over a threesome.
Right.
And hey, guess what, everybody? This is the first Day Sex and Confused News, I feel like, where Florida is not fucking mentioned. This shit happened in Arizona. So an Arizona woman stabbed her boyfriend with a pair of scissors after he declined her request to engage in a threesome with a woman that the alleged assailant had met in a local dog park. Oh, Jesus Christ. According to the cops, Teresa Gillard, age 42, is facing felony aggravated assault and disorderly conduct charges stemming from a confrontation earlier this month at a residence in Lake Havasu. Oh, go figure, it's in Lake Havasu. Them people are ratchet as fuck. And I'm not talking about in like a turned up, you know, let's go to the club and dance to some hip hop music. No, y'all know what I'm talking about. These motherfuckers look like Grand Theft Auto. When you go out in the boonies with my boy Trevor, y'all just need to look up what those motherfuckers look like. Because honestly, if you look at the police report for this shit, that's what she looks like.
Where's my money, Conti?
For real though. Wait, so Gillard, okay. She told the cops that she wanted to invite her new female acquaintance over for a threesome, which she and her husband had always talked about doing, or her boyfriend, I'm sorry. But Gillard added her boyfriend did not want to have a threesome because he wasn't feeling well. The couple have dated on and off since 2008, have been quarreling over threesome proposals that were rejected each time by the guy. A verbal agreement between the pair eventually turned physical, investigators alleged. At first, it was reported in one of the news articles that the dispute escalated and Gillard stabbed the victim several times in the arm and abdomen with a pair of scissors. The cops say, suffered only minor lacerations during the attack last month. So during a police interview, Gillard reportedly admitted stabbing the victim in the arm. She also said that she was drunk prior to the confrontation, saying that she consumed two shots of peppermint schnapps and a strawberry. I wonder how the fuck that tastes, because I remember getting drunk, I mean drunk as a skunk off them strawberries, but having two peppermint schnapps on top of that, like, that must taste nasty as fuck.
Maybe she stabbed him because she was upset with herself.
She might as well have been. So A test showed that Gillard's alcohol content was only 0.13 when she was booked into custody. Okay, it was kind of low. And then the cops responded to the Lake Havasu home after Gillard called to claim that she had been beaten up by her man. The man, however, was not charged by the police. Jesus Christ. First of all, how many times have I told you guys, if your partner has declined on the threesomes, do not continue to keep asking them. If they say no, it means fucking no. And if they say why, don't ask them again why. No means no. Threesomes are not for everybody. And I'm gonna be honest, not all threesomes are what they cracked up to be. You know, when everybody talks about, oh yeah, my threesome was bomb as fuck, blah, blah, blah. I'm telling you, probably half of the time, it was hyped up. This is what really goes on in the threesome. It's a lot of butts. There's a lot of genitalia, there's a lot of sweat, and there's a lot of bodily fluids. You may or may not have been drinking, you may or may not been smoking, you might not have, you know, I don't know, you could have got, you know, done all the drugs in the fucking world to prepare yourself for this one time that you're gonna bang two chicks or one dude and a chick, you know, however the fuck you want to do it. And then this is my favorite lately on Tinder. When the people approach me and the first thing they want from me is a threesome. I'm like, hold up, buddy. Let me test you out first and see what your dick is like, which is one person. So again, Gillard, you done fucked up, girl. You done fucked up. You couldn't take a no, so you had to stab him with a pair of scissors. And you're just gonna probably keep stabbing his ass because you're gonna keep going back to his ass, keep asking for threesomes, and keep asking for ugly ass people. Like I said, please go on Grand Theft Auto 5 and look up Trevor
content.
and that's clearly what these people look like. They've done seen some shit. I don't think the woman was just smoking. I don't think she was just drinking. Say I think no she more, had fam. Taken a couple meth hits, okay? Girl was looking rough. So if she was looking rough, I wonder what the girl at the dog park. And what does a Lake Havasu dog park really look like? First of all, Lake Havasu has like no fucking grass. It's fucking dirt. So what kind of people are you look like? I want to know the kind of people that are at a Lake Havasu dog park. Again, if you're in the Lake Havasu area or you know what a Lake Havasu dog park looks like, please take a picture. I want to see what the people look like there because it looks like it would be a crack house. A crack house for dogs, and the dogs are probably walking the crack owners. Okay, I'm done. Okay, I'm not gonna make fun of the crackheads anymore, but that's what it looks like. So one more time, going back to the drunk sex, or not the drunk sex, but the hangover sex. Again, if you want to avoid all bodily fluids, I just highly suggest masturbate in front of your partner. Get to know each other and start making out. Watch a movie. Take a couple bong tokes. Bite the hair of a dog. I prefer drinking on the hangover if I can, if my body will let me. I'll drink some champagne. Smoke weed. And that is just like the best high. And then you start fucking again. Oh my God. I just like to sit on a face. Oh, one thing also I don't like doing when I'm hungover though, I can't sit on faces when I'm hungover. So one thing is you gotta let Sapphire just be on her back at all times. This is the one time that you will have a lazy Sapphire in bed. Unless if I'm hungover and just fiending to eat your pussy or swallow your dick.
Why is laying on your back gotta be lazy though?
We could talk about that next week.
Sure.
All right, everybody. It's been great. Bestie, thank you for letting me use your spot.
The Cove's always welcome.
Oh, she calls it the Cove, minus the lair. We'll find out where I'll be next week. But
And you're welcome.
Yes, and the bomb-ass tacos. Make sure that you're following me at Ms. Radio Sapphire everywhere on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, Xbox. Did I say Twitter? I'm just going to mention Twitter again. And, of course, Instagram. Also, make sure that you're liking the Misfits Podcast Network. Shout out to my fam in New York over there. They are killing it. And you got to check them out. Follow the Misfits Network at themisfitsnetwork.com. You can get my show. You can get Rise to a of fun. They got poop culture and, of course, the one and only Hormones podcast with Aaliyah Janine. Also, you know, you can catch me on Shade 45 Monday through Friday as the associate producer of the All Out show. I sometimes appear on there, but again, I work behind the scenes, so you might see snaps of me too, but you never know. But again, I will see you guys next week for, of course, the now 7th annual Fuck Yo Valentine's Day Palooza. It is going to be on the Wednesday after Valentine's Day, aka the side chick holiday, because everybody knows you side chicks don't get the fucking holiday. You don't get fucking Valentine's Day. That day ain't for you. So remember, if you're the girl on the side, you better take your ass to Sizzler on the 12th.
Yeah.
And then let his ass take you to Red Lobster on the 15th. And he's probably going to use a coupon. Anyways, remember that safe sex. Damn it, Bestie, shut up. Oh my God.
My house, my rules. New year, who this? Hey! I'm here all day, people. I just do background hype music.
Oh my God, I'm done with you. Anyways, remember everybody, I am always gonna be live on the Periscope, unless if shit happens, like batteries turned off and shit. But remember that safe sex is the best hot sex. Until next week, good night.
Thanks for listening. If you sexy motherfuckers can't get enough, be sure to subscribe to Sapphire's Airplay on iTunes and Podomatic.